The party started. What do you say? Hey, welcome to Pilot Party. And Robert Pilot.
And we have an echo going on, but that's okay.
So why don't you just talk a little bit, and then I'll see what if I can do something here.
Well, echo, I'm sharing echo. Our watch party on Facebook, and we have Facebook Live going on. So anybody on Facebook, go check it out.
Oh,
and
looks the like echo's the echo's gone.
Awesome. Well, great.
Thanks, Eric. Eric was right on top of it. So, hey, what's exciting, we just found out, too, that on Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950, our guest Andy Pearson of MN350 was on our first show. Welcome, Andy.
Hey, from the very beginning of the Progressive Party here, it's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I know we have a lot to talk about, and there's a lot of things we can talk about, so that's even more exciting, so we can just look at each other and give the, we can't talk about that. But it's awesome to have you. We're water protectors. I've known Andy for over 4 years, since the Standing Rock days, and Wendy and I were out at Standing Rock a bunch of times, too, and I think that's kind of started our career, Wendy.
Yeah, it did start our career. And I just want to say one thing about Andy here, that he is the dog whisperer. We have a dog, and our dog loves Andy. So we know, since I'm the animal person, we know that animals can sense things, and our dog is sensing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So part of the deal that it's exciting is that we have a bunch of things coming up. Oh, and there was Gracie. We have a bunch of things coming up, and it's great to have Andy on. And then we're gonna have Officer Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson on next, and at the end of the show. But we got Andy for a good portion of the show. And again, welcome, Andy. And let's let it rip, man. Let's talk about what's going on. Let's talk about the PUC and what's happening.
All right. Well, yeah, so good to be on. And although I'm sorry for myself that the dog has now left the room. That really is, it's almost as big a reason as getting to, spend time with you all. It's just getting to visit with all the great dogs that we have in the studio here. Mm-hmm. But it's good to be on. And I know what you and I usually talk about is pipelines and climate issues and the way that those kind of work together to really building the kind of future that we want and the work that we've both been involved in. And so there's actually a lot of interesting things coming up, in particular around the Line 3 pipeline fight, which I know we track closely here on the show, and I'm sure many of the folks listening do too. But that's the pipeline that the Enbridge Company wants to build kind of across the headwaters of the Mississippi and lots of treaty land in northern Minnesota. It'd be a pretty bad deal. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that we know now today is a little bit more of the numbers, the math on how bad a deal that pipeline actually would be. Because we released a report at MN350, a group of us worked hard along with some allies on a report that lays out some of the numbers real simple about this pipeline project and about the threat that it poses to Minnesota. So, in short, we all know that there's a lot we can do on climate, right? I mean, we talk here about clean energy, that kind of new technology that's newer energy technologies that are being built. We talk about the transition to electric vehicles, all these really exciting things, right, that are getting us in a better place overall to deal with climate. The impact of Line 3, though, is so big that what this report lays out, Robert, is that even if we manage to decrease all of our electricity consumption in terms of the climate impact to zero and switch all of our cars over to electric vehicles so we weren't burning any gasoline there either, if we approved Line 3 and we did those great things on climate, we'd still be worse off than we are today on climate. That's the scale of this project that we're talking about, and that's why, like you said at the top of the show, we say, we're pipeline fighters. And it's because this is some people say we need an all of the above approach to energy. Well, this is kind of the all of the above approach to climate, right? We've mm-hmm. got to stop the bad projects, build those solutions as quickly as we can. So that's this report. For anybody who wants to take a look at it themselves, its report is called A Giant Step Backward, and you can find it at mn350.org/giant-step-backward, and there are dashes in between the words.
Hey, say somebody on Facebook Live is wondering if we can post the flyer or the report somewhere. Is there a place where they can get it and download it?
Yeah, sure. So that's that address, mn350.org/giant-step-backward. And there's dashes between those words, giant step backward. So you can download it there. You know, numbers are boring, but the reason to talk about them is the stories they tell. Right. Mm-hmm. So some of the stories from this report, it's like, imagine that you put 38 million vehicles on the road in Minnesota, more than what we have now, 38 million vehicles on the road. That's the climate impact of the Line 3 pipeline. Imagine you built 50 coal plants in Minnesota. Mm. That's the climate impact of the Line 3 pipeline. This is a project that the scale is hard. You know, I know it's hard for me to think about. It's hard for anybody because the numbers are just so big. So kind of trying to put some better lens on those numbers. So just wanted to, you know, talk about that and encourage anybody to take a look at it. It's pretty compelling to see.
Well, I know too, we talk about social justice a lot too, Andy. I know an MN350 and what's that doing and where the pipelines are going. I mean, I probably would have never met you if they would have put a DAPL through Bismarck like they originally said, but the people that live there said, no, we don't want it here. The oil might spill. Let's put it through this Native American land.
Yeah. And I mean, we all met kind of responding to that call from Standing Rock to get out there. And, you know, it really isn't that different here in Minnesota. A lot of where the company, this Canadian company, Enbridge, wants to put the pipeline is through ceded land that's treaty territory, where Ojibwe people have rights to hunt, fish, and gather. Most of that's the 1855 treaty. So this is, of course, it's all indigenous land, right? We know that. This is all native land. This land in particular where the pipeline would go is treaty protected land. And so that's the, you know, supreme law of the land, right? That's what treaties are. Mm-hmm. And so this is, you know, this is a big situation. This is taking away this rights guaranteed in this document that's, you know, as powerful as the Constitution, right? Supreme law of the land. So that's where we're talking about it would go, and basically comes down from the northwestern corner of the state, drops south close to Bemidji and Clearbrook, and then turns east again at Park Rapids and continues on to Superior. So lots of land impacted.
Yeah, I think we always have to get reminded because we're being pushed so many ways as activists and, you know, we have an impeachment happening. We have all these things happening and we have things happening in our backyard. We have to stay diligent, Wendy.
Yeah, and Enbridge is doing a job. I see commercials on TV on how this is a good pipeline and how it's going to help people and it's going to provide jobs, and they go on and on and on. And unfortunately, I think that those commercials, they are convincing people who don't know otherwise, who don't do any research, who mm-hmm. don't really understand anything. People are listening to those commercials.
Yeah, well, I think it kind of underlines the reason that everybody who knows about this project and is aware of the risks needs to be talking about it, which actually brings me to the next thing I wanted to mention, which is that there's a huge chance to do that, and it's and what I'm really excited about, actually, Wendy, coming up at the end of this week. So that's on Friday. Now, the Public Utilities Commission, that's the kind of the arm of state government that decides whether projects like this move forward. They approved the project a year and a half ago. Folks fighting back, lots of organizations and tribal nations filed lawsuits against that approval in various ways. And one of those lawsuits was recently successful. And so these permits were taken away. So they're going to reconsider whether they should like move forward again and issue these. But they're doing it. They're holding a public input meeting on Friday. And it's actually the first time in 5 years that they have held a public input meeting that the commissioners themselves have actually had to sit through and listen to people. So they're going to be face to face with the public on this for the first time in 5 years where the public gets to speak out. Now, that's a pretty rare opportunity. It'd be the first time ever for these commissioners because none of them were on the commission 5 years ago. So wow. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. You know,
where can people go to the public hearing and what time, and do you know all that?
Yeah. So it's pretty easy to get to. It's in the Senate building, which is at the Capitol complex in St. Paul. So if you're on the light rail, it's a Capitol Rice Street stop, and you're basically across the street from it. The doors open at 7:45. Now, we've seen Enbridge and the folks who want to build this project. A lot of Enbridge employees tend to come early in the morning so that they can pack the seats. So, you know, I think we may have some folks get there early in the morning, too. But the testimony, so who gets to speak, is by random drawing. So you have a chance to speak no matter when you get there. You still get a chance to speak out. And it's going all day. So actually, they're getting underway with the testimony at 8:30 and wraps up at 4:30 in the afternoon. And that's this Friday, the 31st.
Wow. That's crazy. We only got like 30 seconds left here in this segment, but I just got to remind everyone that we know how to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and we know how to camp, and we know how to bring our dogs up to this camp, and we know how to do things. We have great pictures of you with the dogs, Wendy, at Standing Rock, and we're ready. And we're ready. We want to get the word out there. And it's sad, you know, all these commercials I see during the hockey tournaments and things like that on TV for Enbridge. And I see they're supporting Almanac on PBS. There you have commercials for that. We'll never do that. You're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and we'll be right back with Wendy and Andy Pearson.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about the joy of live fire cooking. Cooking over a live fire is the oldest and most basic form of cooking.
What's new is in the way fire is handled and its heat is managed.
It's easier to experience and enjoy the smell and taste of food cooked over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs live fire grills, fire pits, and ovens. Let us help you experience the smell, the taste, the fun of cooking with fire.
Pizza was first made and is still best made in an open fire oven. The radiant and conductive heat of a live fire is unmatched for wood roasting and baking artisan breads, too.
Come see the many ways you can cook over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, the death of the sentence.
What are you talking about? I speak and write in full sentences all the time.
But don't you agree that emails, texts, and tweets encourage way too much informality in language?
LMAO, John. Shrug emoji.
Astonished face emoji. Angry face emoji.
Death of the sentence. Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk. Every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
Located just south of downtown Minneapolis, the Blaisdell is the perfect venue for your next event. The Blaisdell is a fresh, modern, newly remodeled historic mansion with spaces that can accommodate groups of 25 to 700. While perfect for weddings, the Blaisdell also includes rooms with high-tech audio and video equipment for your company's next gathering. So whether it's a dream wedding or impressing colleagues and clients, choose the Blaisdell as your next event venue. Select dates are still available. More at theblaisdell.com.
If you're someone that counts on AM 950 to bring you the latest in progressive politics, news, and talk, remember, we can't do it alone. Support our many great advertisers and let them know you heard about their business on AM 950. If you don't know who to talk to, simply write AM 950 on your receipt. AM 950 is supported by small, local businesses, so you're not only helping us and those businesses, but our local economy as well. For a complete list of our sponsors, log on to am950radio.com.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Welcome back to Pilots Progressive Party here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Speaking of which, Wendy, we got big thing coming up here, the Blue State Ball.
The Blue State Ball is hosted by AM 950, and it is on Sunday, February 23rd, and it's going to be at Baja's Brew Labs, and that's 1315 Tyler Street Northeast, and that's in Minneapolis. The cost for VIPs is $75, and general admission is $40. And this is a chance for you to go out and have a good time and to support AM 950.
And like Tom Hartman's going to be there nationally, and I know they're working on some other people.
He has a new book, and the hidden history of the war on voting.
And everyone gets a copy of that that comes.
Yeah, so check it out. There's plenty of parking, and it's a really fun evening or afternoon. Actually, it's from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.,
right.
So it's a Sunday afternoon.
Sounds like a great time.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, and
we're looking
so
forward to it.
We'll be there, and this will be our third one.
Yeah, I think this is our third one.
And
Mary
Kunish-Podine, who's who's state representative and running for Senate, she'll be there with us because she gives us, on our other show, Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, a weekly report.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So we're looking forward to the February 23rd party.
Yeah, the Blue State Ball. Hey, so we have Andy Pearson of MN350, and you know, just like MN350, I think AM950 has been kind of a awesome thing because there's only, how does that go? There's eight companies that own 90% of the airwaves and the news. And so it's a privilege to be on the station and work with them. And so, come to Blue State Ball, but it's
because
also
nobody censors us and we get to say what we want.
You know, that's cool. No, that's true. Mm-hmm. It's not only that, but, you know, it's fun because it's like we bring the experts in and we're a conduit, and we have one here with us right now, a longtime water protector. So, Andy, let's catch up again. We got the PUC happening this Friday. Correct.
We do. And, you know, I'm thinking it, you know, it's not that we get, you know, censored or bleeped out here. We just get dogs barking sometimes and then get drowned out. Right. You know, much better. I take that any day.
Oh, thanks, Andy. We appreciate
I love it. I do.
I think most of our listening audience know that I'm the big animal lover here and that there's always a dog barking or a cat meowing. So
that's the best place to be. So before the break, we were talking about the upcoming Public Utilities Commission public input meeting, which is on Friday, which I'll just mention again for anybody who may have just tuned in, because it's a big deal. It's not often that our state agencies and our decision makers decide that it's worth their time to hear the public. Just to say it for a minute, wow. I think it's something that really ought to happen more between you and me and everybody listening. I think we really need more of that in our state government and in our world. And so it's you got to take those opportunities when they do happen, and that's one that we're coming up to on Friday. So the commissioners are going to be personally sitting to hear testimony, not through a judge or through a written record, but they're going to be there in front of us to hear what the people think. That's at the Senate building, 8:30 to 4:30 is where they're taking comments. That's this Friday, the 31st. People probably going to start lining up. It kind of like getting the new iPhone or something. We may see people lining up when it's still dark out. We'll see just to get in the room. But even if you don't get in the room, you can still speak out.
I'm interested to see what Enbridge's paid workers or what color shirt they're wearing this time.
Oh, what's the spring fashion line? We're almost to spring. Doesn't look like it yet out there.
So again, very big irritant for me is that the way they do business and act like that they're part of the team, and really they're not the team.
And Andy, who gets the final word on making the decision whether line 3 goes through or not? Can people call like their legislators and tell them if they can't make it there on Friday and they have to work and they can't get down to the state capitol? Can they call their legislators? Would that help? Can they call their city council members? Does that help, or is that, you know?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. Thank you. There's a lot of people who have a say over it, and it's maybe difficult to say who has the final one, right? Our commissioners definitely have a big approval, but it doesn't end there. There's still lawsuits to come for sure. And there's also water crossing permits and other state permits. And you know who's the top person in charge of those really is the governor, Governor Tim Walz, and of course, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan. So, you know, they've introduced a lot of really pro-climate legislation. They really have. They're trying to push it. And this report we released today just makes the case that unless you also stop line three, we're unfortunately sliding backward, even if you do all those good things. So we need to make sure that they know that this is a project that cannot go forward in Minnesota.
So everybody can just call Governor Walz and Peggy Flanagan and just leave them a message.
Make
and
sure that they know.
They will get their voicemails.
They will.
I think one of the coolest things that happened, too, is when they did slow it down and people needed to and did thank them.
Yeah,
and it's been a roller coaster, but it's been a great ride thus far because they're both really, really good politicians. And so they're kind of following through. And I think a lot of the elders have talked to Peggy, and Peggy's influenced the governor, I think.
And I think we've still got a little ways to go there. I think we can get there, but I don't think they're quite where they need to be, and I think that we can get there.
And I think I've learned as I've gotten older is not to burn bridges with a flamethrower like I did when I was young. So I think
I'd love to hear some of those stories sometime.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you. But oh, the dog wants to hear too. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you later too. But it I think we have a person here that's running for president and that's not going to become president. And I think the person's still going to be our senator. And so we still need to play nice and work politically to get them close to our side.
Always trying to move everybody closer to our side. So actually, I want to jump back, if we have a moment, to something that you mentioned before the break, which is that there's a lot of ways people are standing up, and some of them are within the politics like this, and some of them is on the ground, you know, and we know how to camp. And like you said, you know, we all met through the Standing Rock movement. Well, there's folks who are resisting Line 3 on the ground, even now. And kind of building the capacity for mm-hmm. that, because we know this is a big deal, and a lot of people that's not going to let it get through. And so there is a food and gear drive that's going on right now, and I just want to mention that real quick, because if you've been thinking, hey, what can I do? I maybe can't make it out to that hearing. How can I help? Especially how can I help those on the front lines? Well, what you can do is give some food or some winter gear, because the need is great, and there's a lot of frontline folks who could use that. That can be brought to the MN350 office, which is my organization. That's 4407 East Lake, or just look us up on Google in Minneapolis most anytime during normal business hours. And we've got a drop point there, and we're working with a bunch of folks who can get those goods to where they're most needed on the front lines and kind of build that deep resistance, because we know that this is a movement that's going to take a lot of fronts to be successful.
Yeah, I think we're going to bring that up again before you leave today, and as much as we can, because that's really I know when we did Standing Rock, and well, let's talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950, The Progressive Voice, and we'll be right back.
Tom Hartman here for All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that you save more if you wait, but waiting to switch can actually cost you more. While tax rebates make solar affordable, those rebates are often limited and decrease over time. So when you wait, you risk losing some of the incentives that make solar so easy to afford today. And besides, the sooner you get your All Energy Solar system, the sooner you reduce or even eliminate that high electricity bill. Make the switch today at allenergysolar.com.
The local advertisers you hear on AM 950 are the lifeblood of the station. If you find yourself regularly tuning in, or if you appreciate the diversity of content we deliver, please take the time to support our advertisers. Even if it's just to thank them for backing AM 950, your voice and support can go a long way. Help keep the station going strong while investing in our local community. Find the complete list of on-air supporters by visiting the advertisers page at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
To celebrate AM 950 being on air for 15 years, our Blue State Ball is going to be less formal and more of a fun bash with beer. It takes place Sunday, February 23rd at Bauhaus Brew Labs with our headliner, Tom Hartman. VIP is at noon with doors for general admission open at 1. All tickets include a signed copy of Tom Hartman's newest book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting. That's the less formal and even more fun Blue State Ball on Sunday, February 23rd at Bauhaus Brew Labs in Minneapolis. The ball will sell out, so order your tickets now at am950radio.com.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for 25 years. You'll not find someone who loves their job more than me. The process of painting your home could not be easier. Go to nickslavik.com, click on the button Paint My Walls or Paint My Cabinets. I'll personally be in contact with you to get an estimate, either in-home or a free virtual estimate. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. We're not like other contractors.
We use technology every day to help manage our lives. Why not use it to help manage your medications? St. Paul Corner Drug offers several free tools to keep you on track while taking your medications. Use our mobile app to quickly order a refill, or the Meds on Cue application, which turns your smartphone or tablet into your very own personal medication attendant. Email and text messaging options let you know when your medication is ready for pickup, making efficient use of your time. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, patchy freezing fog, the low around 15. Tomorrow, fog before 10 a.m., then cloudy with a high near 27 and a low of 25. Friday, a slight chance of snow with a high of 34 and a low of 26, while Saturday will be sunny with a high of 37 and a low of 31. Your eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week is Crooners. Known for its relaxed civility, quality food, and entertainment, Lakeside Supper Club Crooners is on the border of Minneapolis at the center of the Twin Cities music scene, located off Highway 65 in Moore Lake. Find out more details at croonersloungemn.com.
Party started again, Wendy. You're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and Andy was on our first show, and Andy Pearson of MN350 is here too, and we're excited because you're good radio, and he's been on our other show, Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, at 1 to 3 on Saturdays on the station. Many times, and we've been fighting the good fight for a long time, and it's great to, and Andy has the 411, the information.
That's right. Go for it, Andy.
Yeah. Oh, Wanda.
Wanda wants you to talk too. Yeah.
No, but so we're talking a little bit about I just blew away Andy with some information during the commercial, but so we're both all kind of in shock. But we talk about, you know, what does this do to the people where the pipelines go through? These jobs are, you know, there might be some union jobs, which we're all for, but they don't last long, on and on and on, and all the misinformation. I mean, it's funny to see my face. Somewhere I liked Enbridge's. I get mail from them.
Oh,
I get,
no.
I get things from them. I see their stuff come up on my Facebook feed.
Uh-huh. It's good to see what other people are seeing, though. I think it's important for us to – we get this that other Republican magazine. I don't know what that is. But honestly, it's good to go through and see, like, what people are reading out there.
Sure. I know it's hard for me. I can't watch Fox News. I really can't. I don't know.
That's probably a good life decision, you know, just keep your information straight in your mind.
Right. Because, I mean, it's night and day. It's like I saw a little meme that said, you know, Superman's afraid of kryptonite and what's the other thing, you know, and then Republicans are afraid of the real news, you know. It's just crazy. I didn't say that right, but you guys get what I mean.
No, I get what you mean.
And, mm-hmm. you know, we have to pull together, but right now you have I don't really want to get into the politics of it right now, but we all know that we have an important election coming up.
Yeah, we do.
And we're talking blue no matter who, as long as it's Bernie. Oh, no, did I say that? But, you know, we're talking blue no matter who, because we really have to the EPA is out of control, all these things that that we need to support. I mean, Andy and Wendy, in the last 20 years, have you heard of all these lakes closings before?
I mean, it's insanity what's been happening to our water. Mm-hmm. It is. Yep. Mm-hmm. One lake after another, people are getting sick from pollution and bacteria and things that are happening. So,
well, yeah. And in terms of the climate picture on that, you know, that's kind of a multiplier of some of those other things too. Absolutely. I totally agree with you about the pollutants going in, and then in the winter when it doesn't even freeze over. I mean, I was just talking with some friends up in Bemidji, and it sounds like Lake Bemidji, you can't get your ice houses on it. It's the middle of January, everybody, right? Like,
and that's north.
That is north. That doesn't happen. You know, you can always get an ice house out there pretty much on that lake this time of year. And it sounds like that is just the talk of the town.
We always talk about, too, that the millennials have kind of dropped the ball and the boomers are the boomers. But the Gen Zs are going to save us.
Well, we'll wait and see. But I think there's a lot of millennials out there who care about it, too.
I guess I feel that. And I also will just say it. From where I'm at as a millennial who works with a lot of boomers who I love very much on this work, I mean, really, I feel like if it's not going to be all the generations working together on this, we're not going to get there because it's too big a lift at this point. And I always feel kind of frustrated when people say, well, it's only going to be the young people, so the older ones cannot do anything now, which of course isn't, you know, what you were saying, but I've heard some people say it, and it's always like, you know, maybe we should think about what we can all do with the time we've got. So the things I find most inspiring is when I see a lot of people kind of stepping up and mm-hmm. taking that action. And it's hard to work across generational lines some of the time,
right?
You know?
Yeah, and one of the things I think what I was talking about specifically, too, is that, you know, 108 million people didn't vote this last election that were, or the 2016, I should say.
Right.
And then also what's exciting, too, with the young people, because I teach high school, is that in the beginning of the school year, if you were 17 years old, you would be voting, your first election would be the president election. So that excited me, too.
Oh, and I know a lot of high schoolers who are very, very excited about this year because it's going to be their first time they get to vote in a major election. And what an incredible election to get to vote in.
And that's new. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to vote when I turned 18 for Jimmy Carter, mm-hmm. you know, back then. But I don't think that was the norm. I don't think people were engaged the way the young people are. And I guess that was my point about the boomers and the Gen Zs are going to save us.
Right with you there. It's amazing to see it. Well, and one thing, you know, and a lot of people don't know this, but I know in Minnesota, in most primaries, if you're going to be 18 by the time of the general election, you can vote in the primary. So we have, you know, I would say everybody ought to double check that to make sure that's still consistent. But that's, you know, when I have done work on elections, I know that that has been true historically in Minnesota, is that if you're going to be able to vote, if you're legally going to be able to vote in a general election, you tend to be able to also vote in the primary that leads into that election, even if you're not 18 at the time.
That's awesome.
So heads up to anybody.
And that's good information. You know, people out there know that now. So I didn't know that. So.
Yeah,
we're gonna lots of people don't.
Yeah. We're going to have to snoops that, right? Or snopes that?
Snopes it, yeah.
No, but that's good information. But I was excited in the beginning of the year to hear that number of 7 million, 8 million people are turning 18 mm-hmm. for the election. There would be new voters because they're upset and they're educated. And again, mm-hmm. I think that's the difference between when I was a kid or even the last few elections, because mm-hmm. we were so split off, and I think we're all getting fired up with the difference between good and bad and right and wrong.
Right. Well, there's a lot at stake, you know. We talk a lot about climate and environment here, but there's so many other issues, too. I mean, we look at the militarization that's been happening and the way that's been ramping up, the way that you know, we're seeing Trump trying to provoke so much conflict in the Middle East, and seeing the tensions at the borders that the U.S. is doing as we're trying to keep out anybody from maybe coming here and kind of having a shot at being in the States, and just a whole mess of issues. It feels like one of the maybe the most intersectional things possible, right? Is like trying to you know, maybe stem the damage and reverse some of it and get us back on track. And even, to be honest, even with the Line 3 pipeline, which we were talking about earlier in the show, one of the issues I work on, there's a couple candidates, Bernie and Warren, who have pledged that that pipeline won't go through if they get an office. I don't think any of the other candidates have at this point. That may have changed. I think it's Bernie and Warren. I know they have both. It's like it's on their website. It's like they have policy positions against it getting built. So this whole thing, you know, in Minnesota, this big local fight could come down to the presidential, you know, race.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's seeing how quickly 45, the second day in office, signed over Standing Rock and able to do the pipelines was we have to undo, and it's going to take a while to undo. And then with the I think the middle of the road politicians, I'll say, the moderates are more right than they are left. And I think we need a big change. And that's just the way I feel. And it's a progressive radio show, so I can say, or station, and I can say that. But
right.
I really feel like people like Biden and Klobuchar, they're more right than they are left. They're more right wing than they are liberals. Mm-hmm. And it's just things have changed. I mean, if you would have talked to my father when he was alive and what he talked about, he always voted Democrat. But when you talk mm-hmm. to him, he sounded like a Republican. Mm-hmm. It was just a weird deal.
You know, one thing that comes up for me is the way that the work outside of the political and electoral process has pushed the envelope so far on a lot of issues, even just during the Trump presidency, in ways that I think in some ways is really good. I mean, I know I saw a comparison looking at Biden's climate policy, and that in most respects, it was actually stronger on climate than Bernie Sanders was in 2016. And now in 2020, of course, Bernie's way out ahead of Biden on the climate policy, but just making the case of the people who are maybe the more moderates in this cycle, that we've seen a lot of progress on that issue, and that it doesn't come from just electing the right person, right? I mean, I'm both a believer in elections as a tool, and also that you can't rely on them for everything, right? Because we know we've got to be movement building to work for the world that we want. But that was encouraging to me, even in the middle of everything, to see that is being pushed, you know, far enough that we're actually seeing some progress there. Well, the dog's excited about it too.
Right on. So one of the things too, we got to remember too. One of the things you got to remember too is that when we do get our and I'm putting up quote signs, you can only see that on Facebook Live, that when we do get our politicians in, we do have to make them accountable too. And if you guys remember what happened with Standing Rock, you know, our president at the time, Obama, who it was definitely a moderate, and everyone talked about a moderate, and they thought he was way liberal because he was African American, but he was a moderate, and he could have stopped Standing Rock at any time, and he didn't until the former military people came there and ready to fight.
Exactly. I just want to say this really quickly. This is a New York Times article that I have. Trump removes pollution controls on streams and wetlands, and actually tomorrow in Washington, the Trump administration on Thursday will finalize a rule to strip away environmental protections for streams, wetlands, and other water bodies, handing a victory to farmers, fossil fuel producers, and real estate developers. So this is happening tomorrow in Washington.
Well, he's a real estate developer.
Exactly. He doesn't care what gets in his way when it's about money.
And he supports, we don't know what his taxes are borrowed, but he supports factory farms. He supports all these big ag businesses. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big problem. So mm-hmm. we need to resist.
Well, and it's a continued pattern, I feel like, from so much of the right about how, you know, to address these when there are clear problems that you can identify with data, you've got to kind of stop the data from being accessible anymore. You've got to stop studying it. And if you don't have the data, if you keep people from having information that can influence their decision, your decisions end up being worse, right? Because they're not grounded anymore in what's real and the best knowledge that we have. And so it really, when people say anti-science, that's kind of where I take it. It's saying let's make our choices based on worse knowledge rather than better knowledge. It doesn't seem like the way we should be going.
Well, and one of the things to become a lawyer, or once you're a lawyer, one of the things you do is you if you don't have a good case, you deny it, and then you yell about it. And when you're in court, so I think we're getting a lot of yelling here going on with these lawyers. But Andy, this last few seconds here, let's talk about Friday real quick, because we know you got to get going here.
Yeah, just real quick reminder, Friday coming up. This is the very big public input hearing on the Line 3 pipeline. So Senate office building in St. Paul, going to be 8:30 to 4:30. People probably lining up outside before that 8:30 time by a few hours. It's a chance to provide input on Line 3. Say we don't want to build kind of big fossil fuel infrastructure. We got to stop all over the country. We can do it here in Minnesota. So hope to see you out there on Friday.
Well, thank you, Andy, for being on Pilot Progressive Show and being with us as always.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Come experience Nightingale at 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis for mulled wine and delicious signature dishes from Chef Carrie and her team. Nightingale is perfect for special occasions with extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selections, along with their dedication to great service. Open every day till 2 a.m. with a full menu served until 1 a.m. and two award-winning happy hours daily. Plus, there's a weekend brunch at 10 a.m. Find more at nightingalempls.com.
Hey, it's Brett from the 4 p.m. show for Zero Res, and I want to congratulate you on surviving the holidays. But now, what about that holiday mess? Don't just make a New Year's resolution about cleaning your carpets. Call Zero Res now for their holiday hangover sale, where you can get 3 rooms Zero Res clean starting at only $119. But you have to mention AM950 when you call. That's 952 Zero Res, or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com. And then mention AM950. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Hello? Is anybody here? You there. I'm George Washington, here for the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Where is everyone?
It was moved, sir. Ben Franklin blasted out an event on Facebook and invited everyone to Independence Hall. Didn't you get it?
I'm Chad Hobart with Social Media MN. If your marketing is behind the times, contact us online at socialmediamn.com or at 763-244-4058. We can help your business message get blasted out on social media and Google search. We offer uncomplicated, results-driven, and affordable internet marketing solutions for businesses of all sizes. Socialmediamn.com or 763-244-4058.
Welcome to Pilot Progressive Party, Wendy. You know, and I call it show every once in a while.
That's right. And we want to both thank Andy so much for coming by and giving us all that great information. I want to give a shout out to my stepdaughter, who is your daughter, Jaleesa.
Yeah.
And she had surgery today, and just want to say that went really, really well, better, way better than even expected. Yeah. So we're really grateful, and that's awesome.
That is.
And then to remind everybody to bring food and gear. You could donate, you know, non-perishable food and winter gear to the MN350 office, and it's at 4407 East Lake Street. And they'll be bringing supplies up to the people protecting Line 3.
Yeah, so. There's people up there year-round, right? And that was really good that he brought that up, and that there's a way to support us, support them.
Yeah.
It's funny, they have camps up there. Mm-hmm. They have pipes coming right there. They have all this equipment
They're
going up there.
They're getting their equipment ready, yep.
Yeah. So, Wendy, you got a little scorecard
I really
there.
I have a scorecard here, and it's from Biodiversity. And I want to just bring this up. And it's a report card. That's exactly what it is, with our presidential candidates and how they are voting on particular environmental issues, wildlife, public lands, environmental justice, and climate. I'm just going to give a quick rundown here. Joe Biden gets a C-. Pete Buttigieg gets a C-. Amy Klobuchar gets a D+. Bernie Sanders gets an A.
Whoa.
Tom Steyer gets a B. Elizabeth Warren gets an A-. And Andrew Yang gets a C. So it's top supporters of our environment, wildlife, public lands, and climate is Bernie and Elizabeth Warren.
We're not surprised about that, are we?
Yeah, we're not.
Say, we're always, we were excited to have Andy because Andy was a mainstay in our new show, but also our other show, Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, which is on 1 to 3 on Saturdays. But we also have another mainstay that's online right now, and it's Hennepin County Sheriff David Hutchinson. Welcome to Pilots Progressive Party.
Hello, hello. How's everybody doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
Good. It was a busy day, but I'm almost fit to go home soon, so I'm excited. That's when cool. I'm in my chair watching TV.
Right.
That's
on.
Awesome.
Hey, we saw a great article about what you're doing in the Minneapolis paper. Do you want to speak about that a little bit?
Yeah, so that was, again, talking about mental health and officer wellness, and, it's been three, four, or five months that our wellness center has been operating, and the therapist up there, she won't tell me much because, they're just trying to be anonymous and I'll turn that off. She says it's going well. A lot of people are going to go see her. Mind, body, and spirit, and our chaplains are working out well, and we're trying to do, kind of more spiritual stuff with chaplains, and then, hunting, fishing, all those stuff, really. Whatever your passion is kind of your spiritual guidance, I guess.
That's, that's awesome, too. And that people are utilizing it, too, because we are sometimes the police get a bad rap of being macho and don't want to get help and things like that. So that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, it's going on nationwide. There's places in Washington State is contacting us. Different states throughout the nation are contacting us. We're kind of a leader in this, and it's kind of kind of new age thing. This is what's important at this point, because I said a million times, happy, healthy, and cops wear well, and deputies wear well, treat people better.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what we want. And I feel like the vibe of Hennepin County has really changed since you've taken over. And we just want to thank you, Wendy and I.
Well, I want to thank you. You guys were the first who supported me and brought me on. Tied for first greatest radio show besides this one, Native Roots. And then, and then if I could, we got some press today, too, about the lights on thing we're doing, which is, so there's other jurisdictions in the area doing it, but, if you get pulled for a headlight burnt out or taillight, instead of giving you a fix-it ticket, which you have to go fix it and go back, and we're giving vouchers to different, auto mechanics that are going to fix the bulbs for free, and it's all grant money, it's all donated money, it's no tax dollars, so if I pull you over and you're a single mom, you can't afford to fix your taillight, Instead of you giving me a ticket, we're going to give you a voucher to fix it. I think it's a great plan, and wow. So we're excited.
That is a great plan. Yeah, so yeah, that just is great. So you get, Wendy, you missed this, but you get a voucher instead of a ticket to fix something on your car when you get pulled over by Hennepin County Sheriff.
I love that. I mean, really, some people don't even realize that something is not right. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times, Robert will be following me or will be driving in two different cars, and he'll be like, "Hey, you have a headlight out." Like, how am I supposed to know that?
Taillight, headlight.
Well, most people don't look, but, you know, this is nice because it kind of stops the cycle of you know, getting a ticket, not being able to afford to pay the ticket, and then you could lose your license, and then you get pulled over, your car gets towed. And we're making people who are sometimes poor criminals just because they can't keep their car up to date. And, you know, most of us, I mean, myself, I'm lucky enough to be able to do some of it myself, and I can afford the balls, but not everybody can, and let's concentrate on real crime, like violent crime happening downtown, and our children getting abducted, and, you know, the trafficking of children, and especially Native women. Let's concentrate on that. Let's get those bad guys off the street and worry about a stupid taillight, you know what I mean?
Right on. Yeah. You know, that's right on too. So we got like a couple minutes left here of the show. Can you give us any updates or anything that's up and coming for you in the next couple months?
Yeah, we got a ton of stuff, but I think the first thing is the body cameras now are, the first phase is rolled out. So pretty much everybody in the first phase that's going to be out in the public has a body camera and they're trained in it. We're still doing some tweaking on, you know, when it's on, but it's gonna, the body camera per policy are gonna be on any time there's an interaction with the public. It's gonna be us more transparent for people, and I think that's important, but we're gonna, we got a ton of stuff, a thing called Safer Hennepin, which is a program, so anybody in Hennepin County, if you're a, you know, business campus, a school campus, etc., if we're gonna have people training you, if there's an active shooter, or if there's a bad weather or something, we're going to train you what to do with fire departments and local police departments across the county. And that's exciting. But we got, Robert and Wendy, we got so much stuff planned. I don't even know all of it because it's, you know, there's a ton of people doing stuff that sometimes I don't even know because I'm too busy to keep up with them.
Well, that's great because then we can have you on again soon to give us more updates.
And you've only been in office for a little over a year, and I can't even believe how much you've gotten done. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. But we've worked, again, it's not just me, it's the whole team. We work day and night sometimes to get this stuff out. And, you know, again, wellness is important. I keep preaching about it. But if we're happy and healthy and we interact with people on the street, it's going to go better. Better public relations. People are going to trust the police, hopefully, a little more.
Thank you so much, Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson. This has been the Progressive Party.